Estevan police service members responded to 47 occurrences over the weekend of December 6-8. There was a wide range of incidents requiring police attention, including noise complaints, business alarms, multiple disturbances outside of liquor establishments, mischief to a vehicle, motor vehicle collisions, and individuals failing to abide by release conditions. On December 7, a 37-year-old woman was arrested in Prince Albert on Estevan Police Service warrants for two charges of assaulting a police officer, uttering threats, assault with a weapon, and failing to attend court in Estevan. She was remanded in custody to appear in Estevan Provincial Court on December 9. No further information was immediately available. The same day, EPS members responded to a report of a suspicious truck in the 500 block of 2nd Street. While police were speaking with individuals involved, occupants of another vehicle arrived on scene and alleged that a 27-year-old man that was present had chased their vehicle and struck it with his shoulder prior to police arrival. The man was detained for investigative purposes and later released without charge as per the complainant's request. Police were on scene at a local bar investigating a report of mischief when a heavily intoxicated 28-year-old man smashed a beer bottle on the sidewalk. The man was arrested for being intoxicated in public and lodged in EPS cells until sober. Police were also notified that a man had thrown a beer bottle through the back window of a vehicle parked outside of a downtown Estevan bar. A suspect has been identified and the investigation is ongoing. Anyone with information regarding this incident is requested to contact EPS at 306-634-4767. Members responded to a noise complaint on Pedersen Drive during which the homeowner was spoken to and warned about the noise bylaw. A traffic stop in the 300 block of 5th Avenue on December 6 resulted in a warning under the Traffic Safety Act related to the mechanical condition of the vehicle, and the arrest of a 41-year-old female passenger who was found to be in breach of conditions of a release order. The woman was charged for failing to comply with release order conditions and was subsequently released. EPS members intervened in a fight near Gibby's Bar where three men were spoken to. A man in his 20s was cautioned about his behavior and level of intoxication and was sent home with a sober friend to take care of him. The same day, EPS received a report from a security company of a hold-up alarm at a business in Estevan. Members were dispatched, but the security company advised that the alarm was false prior to police arriving on scene. A report impaired drivers, RID, call was received in relation to a vehicle approaching Estevan on Highway 18 that was reported to be swerving all over the road. EPS members attended the area, however, were unable to locate the vehicle and no license plate information was provided. A request was received from a local business to speak with an individual who was outside of their business attempting to solicit money from customers. Members attended and advised the individual that it was unlawful to panhandle and he was sent on his way. Police received a request to do a well-being check on a Pleasantdale area individual who wasn't answering the door or telephone calls. Members attended and located the individual in good health and requested that they answer the door or telephone in the future, so police resources aren't required to determine their status. Police attended to a report of a failure to remain at the scene of a collision in the Walmart parking lot on December 8. EPS is seeking the public's assistance to provide any information available regarding the incident. The matter is still under investigation. A report of a scam was received in which an individual attempted to purchase an item online and after putting a deposit down, was unable to further contact the seller. EPS would like to remind the public to use caution when making online purchases and to ensure the seller is a legitimate and reputable person based on their history. If the deal looks too good to be true, it likely is a scam, police reminded in a news release. Police were called to an East End business parking lot in response to two trucks reported to be driving erratically in icy conditions. Both vehicles were located, and the drivers were charged with stunting in a parking lot under the Traffic Safety Act. Police were also called to a suspicious man hanging around a business in the downtown core. The individual was located and determined to be using the laundromat and window shopping while waiting for his laundry to finish. A 38-year-old woman was arrested and lodged in cells for a curfew breach of her conditional sentence order. She was set to appear in Estevan Provincial Court to speak to the allegation. No further information was immediately available.